you a lady. Keep it a 100 grand, don't try to play me. Fuck around with my heart, might have to pay me. Might have to pay me.
Alrighty, everybody, that was Kehlani. She's actually an up-and-coming artist. She is an amazing artist. You should definitely check her out. She actually has a new mixtape coming out, new album coming out. So Kehlani, it's spelled K-E-H-L-A-N-I. So back to Sweet Talk right here on radio.dominican.edu. So we basically have been over two segments. The first one, I spoke out about some questions that some of my listeners have had regarding college dating versus high school dating, as well as how to tell your partner that you have contracted an STD and what you should do in steps in taking that, as well as my other segment where we talked about a little bit about me and my relationships and how I am now dating a female. So I kind of just wanted to go on with the whole, I guess, homosexuality aspect of the show today. And they say that there's 5 stages that, you know, every, I guess, you know, homosexual goes through when realizing that you're a homosexual, because not everybody knows right away, you know. So the first step would be avoidance. It's basically like denial. Whether you're 7 years old or like 27, you might first flinch at, you know, feelings when you're beginning to have for, you know, another woman or another male. And I know I did, you know, after all, it was the exact, you know, antithesis of what everyone told me I'd start to feel when I got to that age. And because of this, you might start to avoid those feelings and like to hide them from yourself just as much as you do from others. And perhaps you start spending even more time with boys or girls to compensate for those feelings. Or start dating as many men or women so you can convince yourself that you aren't gay and it's okay. Maybe you start talking about boys a lot in front of girlfriends so that they don't have any doubts regarding your sexual allegiance. This is a perfectly natural thing to experience, as realizing that gay can be pretty overwhelming and scary. You might be thinking like, hell no, I knew I was gonna, you know, I was gay when I was 3 years old and I started dancing, and you know, all this other good stuff. But, you know, okay, that's awesome. And I'm sincerely glad to know that, you know, there are some self-confident women and men out there who weren't afraid to make their feelings known. But for others, it's not that easy. And I just want you to know that wanting to avoid those feelings is natural. After all, acknowledging them would mean that you're admitting your entire life as you know it is about to change. The good part, once you admit it to, you know, yourself, you can finally start acting on it as well. And that's when things start to get real interesting. So that was step number one, which is basically denial. And I definitely went through it. You know, me and my girlfriend were friends for, you know, a little bit. I actually met her at an event that we had for school. And the next day I was having a party. So she came to that party and we spent the whole weekend together. And I started to realize in those days, like, whoa, like, I'm actually kind of into her. But I kind of just, like, shunned those feelings away from, I guess, my life. but, yeah, I just, you know, I just tried to, like, not, you know, basically show any feelings towards her, which was really hard. But I did know in my head, okay, this is what's happening. So the next step would basically be acknowledgement. So after denial, you kind of have to accept everything, you know, you kind of have to acknowledge what you are feeling. And, I would basically have to say there comes a point in every, you know, either lesbians, gay, bi, transgender's life, when the urge to live the life you were born, you know, when you have that urge to live the life you were born, and it's stronger than, you know, your urge to overcome it. So that at that point, you know, it comes earlier for some and much later for others, but chances are good that if you're reading, you know, if you're reading, you know, any books that can help or anything, you're getting pretty close to it. Still, we can only acknowledge that we are able to recognize ourselves. Sometimes it's difficult to know, you know, if you're gay or if you're lesbian, anything like that. And sometimes it's even more difficult to admit or accept it about ourselves. And once we do, it's a journey all of its own. Lesbian blogger, the card-carrying lesbian, explained it this way. Most of us have a pretty rocky road to navigate from all the American girl who's supposed to grow up, get married to the man of her dreams and have children, a career, and an SUV to realizing your future is never going to be what your mother had dreamed of for her little girl. And I would say that's perfectly said. Indeed, the acknowledgement phase encompasses much more than acknowledging what being a lesbian or gay or part of the just LGBT community in general, what it means to you. It encompasses all of your ideas regarding how that change will impact your family, your friends, and even some of your employers. Furthermore, it consumes your ideas on what those people think of you. And it can be overwhelming for, you know, some girls. This can be pretty heavy emotional breaking point in their terms of coming into which, you know, with who they really are. But once you break through, you'll be amazed at the calm, you know, that washes over you. And that it was, you know, you can enter step three, which is acceptance. So once you've acknowledged that you're, you know, you're gay or lesbian or any part of the LGBT community, you can finally move on towards accepting the new. It means loving yourself for who you are and tossing out any feelings of anger or guilt that you might, you know, be harboring deep down inside you, and accept the fact that you are, you know, a gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, whatever you may be. And people have asked me, well, does acceptance mean that you have to come out to everyone? Absolutely not. After all, straight people don't walk around telling everyone they're straight. You know, at least I don't think they do. And I've never had a straight person come up to me and be like, hey, well, I'm straight. No. So acceptance is entirely personal process. Some might feel comfortable sharing their lifestyle with friends and family, while others may prefer to keep it to themselves until they feel more comfortable with their lifestyle. Others literally pick and choose who they'll be straight with about being gay. For instance, if you have a really open-minded boss, you might decide to come out at work, but that doesn't mean you necessarily want to come out to certain conservative clients. Or if your grandmother is reaching the end of her life and you think it might upset her to know that you're gay, you might choose to, you know, let that one go. Either way, the choice is up to you, and you should never let anyone make you believe otherwise. Personally, the acceptance stage took me the longest. It is still new to me, and I have only fully accepted my sexuality roughly about a couple months ago. However, I must tell you, I have never felt more happier with myself and even the people around me. The freedom to express who I am and how I feel has really allowed me to become closer with my friends, because I no longer have to lie about, you know, being defensive with like certain subjects. So step four would be acclimatization. Now comes the fun part. You know, you basically get to explore, you know, all aspects of yourself, learning about your new lifestyle, reading, joining support groups and chat sessions, learning the lingo, exploring your body, exploring the things that, you know, turn you on. For all those sporty, you know, people out there, think of this as your red shirt phase, you know, a time when you get to learn everything you want to know about being a lesbian or a gay, transgender, sexual person. And for those you respect and trust in preparation for your long-term commitment to the team, this is the period where you'll have a chance to start defining what type of lesbian or, you know, part of LGBT person that you are, and what type of woman that you're, you know, or man that you're attracted to, and what role you want to play in your relationships. For many, this is where, you know, the fun truly begins and where you start to feel at home with yourself. Like I said, it's awesome. It's always a point at which you might start to explore something else. That's pretty awesome as well. Playing a part in the greater, you know, community, the other team, it's amazing. And it's a great experience to be out there and explore, you know, who you truly are. And step five is basically awesomeness. You, after, you know, everything happened, after you realize who your supporters are and who they may not be, you basically come to become more comfortable with who you truly are. And that's the best part. That's definitely what people, you know, need to realize. And that's definitely, from there on, you can just be awesome. There's no explanation necessary. So, you know, it is what it is. So what you might be saying, I guess, some quotes during, you know, these five steps could be, the first step, you could be like, I like guys. No, really, I like guys. That was me. That was what I was doing. I was like, no, there's no way that I have feelings for this girl. That's not true. Like, she likes me, but I don't like her. Like, no. The next step, acknowledgement, it's going to be a little hard for one to admit at first, but it's, you know, I like girls. It's, you know, it's going to be, wait, I like girls. I like girls. I like girls. It's going to be hard at first, but eventually, you know, it'll be good. Like the acceptance stage, it's going to be hell yeah, I like girls. Like hell yeah. And the exploration acclimatization stage, it's going to be, you know, I love girls. I, you know, let me at them. You know, I'm not ashamed of who I am. I love girls. I love guys, whatever, you know, your preference is. And, you know, the awesomeness stage, when you actually get out there and explore, it could be like, hey, cutie, what's your number? Like, it's different, you know, different for everybody, but definitely, these things will help you. And it helps others understand what, you know, you're going through when sometimes you really don't feel like people do understand. And that's definitely the easiest part. So I'll leave you guys with that. Go ahead and listen to some songs now. We'll be back with radio.dominican.edu.
Everything.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Sweet Talk here with me, Honey. Alrighty. So I just want to, you know, do a little recap of our show today. First thing we talked about was basically some questions that I received through my Twitter account, Sweet Talk W Honey. For those of you who aren't following me, please do. The questions were, what are the differences between dating in high school and college? I went over all of them. You can listen back on the podcast. And the other question was, how do you tell someone when you have an STD? How do you tell your partner? Like I said, listen back. You guys can get all of the information. I'm happy to share it with you. If you have any questions, please feel free to tweet me. Like I said, I will be answering these questions at the beginning of my show from now on. So please feel free to tweet me anything. I am very open, I don't judge, so please feel free. Second segment, we basically talked about me and my love life and, you know, previous encounters that I've had when it comes to dating, and how now I am, you know, exploring myself and my sexuality, and I'm actually, you know, dating someone of the same sex. So I'm kind of embracing my bisexuality. So we talked about that for a little bit. And in my third segment, we basically went over, you know, the steps that people usually go through when it comes to, you know, realizing that they are part of the LGBT community, if they are feeling, you know, a little bit scared or, you know, worried that, you know, what's going to happen. And we kind of just went over steps like that to basically have, you know, people realize what does go on and what does go through people's heads. So I want to thank you guys for listening. I've had such a great time today. You guys are awesome. Like I said, follow me on Twitter. It's Sweet Talk W Honey. Once again, Sweet Talk W Honey. And I hope that you guys listen next week, Thursday from 2 to 3. I have some amazing segments from you, some amazing news. So please, please stick around. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And hope to hear from you soon. Mighty. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Everyone, and welcome back. That was No One by the infamous Alicia Keys. She is amazing and I love her. So I just wanted to play that song for you guys. So last segment, I was basically talking about those, you know, those amazing Twitter followers that I have who continuously ask me questions. So I answered a couple. I went over how college dating versus high school dating is completely different. And I also went about how one should approach their partner about he or she having a sexually transmitted disease. So that was our our new segment is gonna basically talk about me, so it's gonna get a little bit personal, so I hope you guys are, you know, ready for it. So I am 20 years old. I love to talk about love, and I'm that girl who has wedding, you know, albums and, you know, scrapbooks, because one day I'm going to just ride off into the sunset with, you know, my significant other. So that's something that, you know, I've always dreamed about and definitely want. I've had quite a bit of experience when it comes to dating. I had a boyfriend in high, I've had a couple of boyfriends in high school. But the main one who was like my real boyfriend that I was actually able to go out with and do things such as that. His name was Garrett Klein. He is, you know, he has a really special, place in my heart. Unfortunately, obviously things didn't work out for us. We were off and on. And like I said before, in one of my other shows, when, you know, when you're off and on, you really should be off because you're on and off for a reason. You know, you're not a light switch. You can't just keep turning things on and off. That's not, you know, what's happening. That's not how a relationship should work. So, I was dating him for about a year and a half, and, it was a really good time, and he holds a really special place in my heart, like I said. And last year, I dated a couple of guys who were pretty cool too. And I've dated about two who have definitely, you know, touched me and me and my, like, who really have gotten to know me, spiritually. To me, when you fall in love with somebody, it's not about anything else but their spirit and their soul and how beautiful they are, internally. I mean, definitely, I know people who say, oh, you know, looks don't matter. You know, those people need to shut the hell up, because at the end of the day, looks do matter. They do. They shouldn't be the first thing that someone does, you know, go for. I mean, when we're attracted to someone, that's it. You're attracted to them, you know, so solemnly on their looks. When you're, you know, walking down the street and you see a guy and you're like, whoa, like you see him based off of his looks. And that's something that definitely you have to have that attraction when you're with somebody, because that attraction is what's gonna, you know, spice up your love life and spice up your relationship. And you need that in order for your relationship to go well. So looks do matter, especially when it comes to relationships. But like I said, I definitely fall in love with the person's soul, with the person's spirit. I am actually venturing out, I guess you could say, with my new relationship. I am dating a woman. And that is something completely new to me. I've never, you know, people ask me, I sit around with my friends all the time, we drink a glass of wine, and they'll ask me, they'll be, Karina, you know, DJ Honey, why girls now? And, I really don't know. The first time they asked me that, I didn't know how to respond. I was a little taken back. I'm not going to lie. You know, these are my friends who are asking me, you know, why are you dating a girl? Why, you know? And that's something to me, that's my business. Yeah, you're my friends, but that's up to me to decide. And that's my business. And at the end of the day, now when they ask me, you know, like, well, why, you know, why are you still in this relationship? Why? To me, it's more of, you know, like I said, I fall in love with a person's soul. It doesn't matter to me what they have beneath, you know, whatever their pants or their clothes or whatever. It doesn't matter to me, as long as they can give me those things that I feel that I need, that love, that compassion, that being there for me, that everything. If they can do that for me, why should anything else matter? Does that make them, you know, if they are interested in me, whether it's a girl or if it's a guy, does that make them any less of a human? Does me being bisexual make me any less of a human? I personally don't think so. And I think that it's, you know, absolutely ridiculous. Some of the things that, you know, the LGBT community has to go through, nowadays because of, you know, people who aren't accepted. I personally am Catholic, and I don't believe that, you know, I've always wanted to get married by a priest. And, you know, within the church, because that's something that I believe in. And unfortunately, if, you know, things were to go amazingly with this girl that I'm with, and I wanted to get married, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to do that. And I just, I understand that, you know, it's a religious aspect, but I do think things like that are ridiculous. And I know in some states, even, you know, legally put aside the religion, it's unlawful. So you definitely, I think, you know, the world has to, and society has to realize that things are not always, you know, what you want them to be, or, you know, what you know them to be. It's definitely something that has, you know, taken a toll on many people. I've seen people who have been bullied, and we hear about it all the time on the news, people who have been bullied, or, you know, beaten or, you know, abused. It's just, it's ridiculous how much abuse is out there for the LGBT community in general. And people have asked me also, friends have asked me, well, aren't you scared what people might say about you, what people might do? And honestly, I don't. For me to truly, truly believe that someone is my friend or someone that people do have somewhat of, you know, sense in them or compassion, that they really won't do anything. I'm not scared. The thing comes up to, the next question to them is, well, why haven't you told your parents? So that is a completely different question. And like I said, you know, we're getting pretty personal here. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And I want to say the reason why I haven't told my parents is because I would say because of my culture and, you know, what they believe and what they have raised me upon. Definitely it would be a tough decision or a tough decision, a tough, thing for them to grasp, especially, it's not something that my parents are very not conservative, but old school. They believe, you know, one man should be with one woman for the rest of their lives and, you know, so on and so forth. And that's something that they really would not understand. And I just feel as of right now, it is early on in the relationship. And, it's definitely something that I've thought about and that I want to eventually be comfortable with telling them. But at this point in time, it's, you know, it's not going to happen. And I do commend all of the parents out there who do, you know, accept their children and who do completely support them. I'm sure it means a lot to them. And I appreciate that so much because I one day hope to tell my parents in hopes of support and compassion and everything as well. I also want to have you guys listen to this father who does a spoken word. It's called "To the Boys Who One Day May Date My Daughter." It's a very well done spoken word. The end is just, it's even more, you know, beautiful. So I just want you guys to listen. You guys can tweet me to let me know what you guys think, okay? Here you are.
To the boys who may one day date my daughter. I have been waiting for you. Since before her birth, since before my spark took hold and ignited the fire in her mother's belly, I have been training to kill you. When you took your first steps, I was preparing to make it so you never walked again. When you played at war, I was perfecting headshots. You can't catch up at this point. And when you first meet my daughter and fall in love with the look she sends over her shoulder, her crescent moon eyes framing her laughing smile, you are gonna wanna talk to her. And when those hours pass by like sprinters during that first timeless conversation, you will also know, with a deep and impending sense of dread, that you are going to have to talk to me when you first come to my home and see the bone carving over my threshold. Try not to imagine your own femurs so expertly carved. Pay no attention to my ample crawl space, my room with the rubber mat and a drain. Be careful to only approach me with love. For my daughter, see, I have been seeding her childhood with taproot hugs to weed out indifference and apathy. There will be no daddy issues for your teenage talons to latch upon. If you break her heart, I will hear it snap with the ear I pressed against her mother's belly, the elbow I cradled her head in will send a message to my fist. My cheeks are attuned to her lips. I will know if they tremble. I have taught her that a man should never hit a woman. Now, her mother would like to add that she really shouldn't ever hit anybody, but I have taught her that a man should never hit a woman. Consider my genes a mark of Cain. You will suffer 7 times whatever you do to her, and she will not keep your secret. You can't make fire feel afraid. I have been teaching her love all of her life, and all that I ask is that you continue the lesson. Love her Befriend her, protect her, be there when I can't. And when my body gives up to the grave, let the grin that eternity carves into my face be a reflection of the peace that your love brings to her. And we should get along just fine. Addendum. To the girls who may one day date my daughter. My wife is a better shot than I am.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. I love that spoken word. I myself am, I do spoken word. I do poetry. I write poetry. And the first time I listened to this, it actually made me cry. Just the way he talked about the love for his daughter, and the support that he gives her, and how, you know, when it comes to relationships, how, you know, the overprotectiveness that he expressed. I personally have an overprotective father myself, so I definitely know where he was coming from, and I could, you know, basically like relate to what he was saying. But the end, especially when he said, addendum to the girls who may one day date my daughter, that definitely touched me right here, because like I said, I am dating a woman. It is the first time. I listened to this before, actually, when I was dating a man for the first time, or when I was dating a boy, and it definitely did touch me. It's just, it's something that people don't realize how hard it is for the LGBT community because of, you know, the acceptance that they don't get and everything. So I encourage you guys to be there for your friends who may be experiencing a hard time if they are part of the LGBT community. Like I said, it's something that is hard at first for people to understand. And for people who are part of the LGBT community, it's hard for them to come out and to express themselves. And sometimes they don't feel like they're loved or like, you know, it's going to be okay. And you really need to be there for them and support them and know that, you know, let them know like, hey, be fabulous, be perfect. You are, you know, you are truly all you can be. And that's all we are asking for. We'll be right back, you guys. We're listening to radio.dominican.edu. I'll talk about what people, you know, tend to go through when they are in relationships in terms of telling parents, either, you know, if you are going through something similar to I am or other things as well. Like I said, it's going to be a great time. So stay tuned. This is radio.dominican.edu.
Cookie cutter, not picture perfect. Unexpected, but I'm worth it. Good exposure to this life. If that's what you like, explore your thoughts, stop acting scared. I can see you watching, let me take it there. Let me show you what it's like to fuck with something right. Girl, let me put you on with something real.